I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In D.C., taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. The question, she's a simple one. They win tonight if, they lose tonight if. Answer that for me on the phones. Let's get right to these busy people who are waiting on hold right meow. Elijah in D.C., what's up, buddy? You're on the fan.
What's going on, Greg and Danny?
What's good,
Appreciate
buddy?
Appreciate you taking my call. Man, first of all, I want to say how lucky are we to have you guys on air. Sometimes I don't notice, you know, when watching games on Sunday, you kind of just prepare in your own way. But just being able to listen to you guys all day has just been great.
And that is very kind to say. That is very, very nice. And your check is in the mail.
On Monday, all every year, I'm cool. Every game could be on a Monday night for me if we get this kind of coverage. Now, to turn it to the game, if the special teams unit shows well, that is hitting people when you're going down there. Great field position, giving the offense a nice, comfy place to start. Obviously, nothing is guaranteed. If we have to march from the one-yard line, so be it. But I also would like Bills to be able to keep us on the field. I would like Caleb to not just have as many opportunities to try to get the ball to Rome. I know we haven't talked about DJ Moore last year. I didn't like our performance against him, so I think Rome is going to get a lot of the work, but I still think there's some other places that he can go with the football that can challenge Washington. Now, I think they lose if they do not have a secondary. If there is a guy who is standing and they're going to, and if he points and say, I need you to get on the outside of me and go cover yes. the guy in front of me. I want you to go because I know that I'm not in the best play. Even though I'm in the place to make this play, I want you to go make this play. We can't have that. We have to be able to keep eyes in front of us. We have to know where things are going. We have to be able to properly pass things off. Now, if Sandersell he says he knows Rome, let him roll out there first. I want us to have an opportunity to get any familiarities that we know, roll them out there.
Elijah, love it, bud. Great phone call, man. Appreciate you making it. 800-636-1067. You can see the theme there. I think everybody's kind of pointing to this. We talked about who's got to be big tonight earlier on. Tobes, Ryan. You can hear it with Elijah, too. Everybody sees the secondary. Everyone sees what's going on there. We had a reprieve last week because the pass rush got home a million times. You're going to hear that in a second, but that's my key for this evening. Brian in Manassas. They win the night if, they lose the night if.
I think they definitely win tonight if we can control the ball, establish a good run game, and substantiate some long drives. They lose if we let Swift get loose. I mean, he had a big game last year towards the end of the game last year against us, so we got to control him.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you. Patrick, Spotsylvania, win if, lose if.
Hey, Danny. So first off, I do not want to repeat because the Bears have handed it to us a few times on Monday night before. I don't know if you remember. It's been a few evening games in D.C. There was that one a couple years ago where they like blew us out and they were pretty bad.
It was Thursday. Justin Fields and DJ Moore had a million yards apiece just in the first half. It was a woodshed game,
if
dude.
If that happens again, I'll throw up, man. I don't even know.
Seriously.
That would be awful. But we lose if Odunze goes over 100 yards. I do not want a repeat of Drake London versus Marshawn Lattimore. And I feel like Odunze is on that same level as Drake London, if that makes sense. You know, if that's a comparable comp there. And then I think we win if Bill goes over 100 yards. I just think if we have a solid running game, they can't stop both Bill and Jaden tearing up the secondary. I just think that I'm hoping that happens and we just keep the receivers down. And once we force negative plays, keep that second and 15, a second and 15 and not a second and 30 yard down the field pass. So that's my take.
Appreciate you, dude. Love it. 800-636-1067. Seen some threads here, some commonalities among the calls and the voices of the fans. Dan Frederick, they win if, lose if.
Yeah, Dan, I say, number one, you guys are great. I love listening to y'all, like all the callers are called in and said.
Appreciate you, man.
Can't say enough about that. We win with a heavy dose of running. I mean, we just run it down their throat. We lose if the defense don't show up. I'll just keep it simple as that.
Appreciate you, Dan. Paul, excuse me, that's Pat. Pat Mechanicsville, they win if, lose if.
We win if we get inside the 20-yard line and then we get touchdowns and don't get field goals. Only time I want to see Gay on the field is when he's kicking extra points. And we lose. I mean, we win. I'm sorry, I messed up.
Yeah, you had it.
I lost my train of thought.
They lose if they lose their train of thought.
Yeah, no, I say if they lose, it's going to be because the receivers on the Bears has had a big night and we don't get a pass rush. We need to get a pass rush and then control Williams from running.
I think you're dead right. 800-636-1067. I want to hear you guys win if, lose if. But you heard basically, I wanted to get to all those calls first before I weighed in and gave you my thought because everybody's saying what I'm about to say. I think everybody's got the right bead on this game. Washington is favored at home. Now, what does that mean other than, you know, that's where the betting line is? But people are seeing the trend. Right now, the Bears are coming off a bye week. That's an advantage for them, obviously. But
to remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If this goes according to plan, or if this goes according to the script that everybody thinks, that's why it's pro sports. It's unpredictable by its nature. I mean, who thinks that, you know, the Cardinals are going to have the Colts dead to rights, a 5-1 team at home? You know, there's no way that's going to happen, right? But of course, it happens, right? Who thought the Cowboys would lay an egg? Well, maybe a lot of people did. You see my point, though. If this plays out like it looks on paper, whereas Washington, the best rush offense this sport has, against the worst defense in that area this league has, Washington wins. If it plays out that way, where they can't stop you on the ground, enjoy that silent-ass plane trip home. See ya. Thanks for stopping by. We'll be up here at 4-2, tied with the stupid Eagles at the top of our division, please and thank you. If you can, run the dang ball. Establish it. If you can run the ball on these clown shoes and knock them around a little bit and everybody gets a piece, we go full Oprah Winfrey. McNichols, you get 5. Jaden, you get 7. Beal, gets 5, 6, 7, 6, 7, whatever happens. You run the ball against him, I think you win. You do it consistently, I think you win. My corollary, my second part on defense, I'll get to in a second. But you don't have Terry McLaurin. You don't have Noah Brown again. There's not a ton of option in the pass game. I think the pass needs to be a supplement. Pick your spots, and I think there will be spots where it's going to be available, whether it's Ertz, whether it's Debo, whether it's Luke, etc. But I think you can line up and push this group around. I mean that. I think you can beat them up. I know they're getting a couple guys back from injury, their best linebacker. Edmonds is coming back for this one. But I still think you'll be able to run the football tonight. Some of the stuff that they do in the running game is really creative, really smart. They've got great run blocking. They've got a great fit now in JCM and McNichols to a degree to go with this pistol, shotgun, kind of zone read type scheme. I think it's going to work well. If you do that, you go for 150 yards on the ground, 170 yards on the ground, you win the football game in my view. That's number one. Number two, on defense, I don't know that this is a Raiders offensive line. I don't know if this is the makeshift, broken, battered, destroyed, bombed out, and depleted Chargers offensive line. But it's not a good one. It's not a top, it's not a Detroit Lions revamp. It's not a prime Eagles offensive line. This isn't one of the best groups in the sport. And again, you've got a makeshift group as it is, starting not their regular starter at left tackle. So I don't know if this is a full feast type game for them. Talking about Washington's defensive front. To me, it needs to be. I really believe this. I think last week, we didn't realize how lucky we were. And again, they deserve credit for taking advantage. I'm not taking anything away from them. The feeding frenzy happened. You get your tip pass interception. You get that fumble punch from Quan Martin. Recovery by Lattimore. That changed the game. The Chargers were walking down that field, boys. It was about to be 17-0. And it's a very different week that we just had, if that's the case. When the ball leaves the quarterback's hands, this group is bad. They're still bad. I don't know if they're Detroit Lions minus seven starters bad, like last night. I don't know if they're as bad as the Dolphins who can't go to team meetings on time. I don't know. They're in the conversation, though. This group cannot stop the football in the air. They just don't have the right personnel. I don't know if it's a scheme thing. I don't know what you can do. For everybody that's yelling, Marshawn Lattimore needs to play more man. You sure about that? You want that dude alone? The guy that gave up 15 first downs through 3 weeks in terms of penalties and yards allowed and catches? You sure you want that guy running with Rome Odunze or DJ Moore? You positive about that? I don't. Zone. Play that zone. Soft zone. Give up some stuff in front. Because I can't deal with those chunk plays, man. And last week, the Chargers just charged it all over the place. That guy's lined up wrong, negating up 30 yards on 2nd and 27 to Keenan Allen. You can't do it. The way that this defense is going to win right now is by giving up a million yards. By giving up a million first downs. And exasperating you to the point that you are so pissed off that you're like fighting with your spouse. This is spousal fight anger level defense. You want something to eat? No, I don't. I don't want anything. I don't want anything. Sorry I yelled, honey. That's how bad I think this defense is through the air. Your only hope, getting home. Your only hope is Dorrance Armstrong, Von Miller, Daron Payne, give me Johnny Newton, bothering the quarterback, knocking passes down, hitting the quarterback, rushing him, hurrying him. They were at the QB last week and under 3 seconds, a lot. Now, on first and 10, little swing pass, little hitch, little Buble screen, little slant, whatever. That's not enough time to do anything. But on the third and eights, on the third and nines, or the second and 20s, like against the Falcons, that converted so easily, that should be enough time to do something. And that's the point. That's why you eat your Brussels sprouts. It's why you eat all the dumb vegetables so you can enjoy your dinner, right? That's what you're doing. That's what first down is. Stopping the run is eating your vegetables. so you can enjoy your delicious pie at the end of the meal. That is what the pass rush is supposed to be. When they've played bad offensive lines, they have had great meals. They have feasted. They're among the league leaders in pressures, sacks, quarterback hits, knockdowns, because really of three games. In two games, they have been ineffectual. In three games against bad offensive lines and vulnerable quarterbacks, they have gone ham. I don't know what it's going to be like tonight, but it's got to be at least better than the non-factor games. I don't know if I get one of those feast games, but it's got to be enough to force Happy Feet, to force a turnover, maybe a sack fumble. Now, it's interesting, Darius, I had to look this up. A sack fumble, it hasn't happened in Washington in 200 years. A sack fumble is where a quarterback is sacked behind the line of scrimmage, which means it's a pass play, he's tackled behind the line, and then the defensive player takes the ball away from him, and it falls to the ground, and what's even also allowed is Washington could recover it. That's within the rules. Been a long time. Haven't seen one of those in a millennia. I could use one of them this evening. Use a little blindside Billy. Give me a little Dorrance Armstrong tackle behind. Give me that old, who used to do that? Give me that Lawrence Taylor swipe down, taking the football away. Let's go. Little sack fumble action. Little interception, because you confuse Caleb Williams. That's my answer on defense. Pressure, 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 pressure. And then the second layer of that is a turnover or two. We think of that Chargers game a lot differently if they don't get those turnovers. Fumble punch, tip pass, interception. It's a different football game. I think that's where this defense is right now. I really believe that. As in not good. But you can mask not good with a couple of things I'm talking about. 800-636-1067. This is football talk.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.